This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy on the Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The show brings you a new, extended live-off-the-floor modular and hardware synthesizer exploration every week. I turn on all my synths, make sure they're all in tune, press record, and just go for it. Okay, more road stories. Last week, I talked about the first time I left my hometown to play music back in 1996. I wouldn't call it a disaster, but it was close. Did we accomplish what we set out to do? I don't know if we really had any goals, but we sure had a good time. I got back from that trip with the band and pretty much immediately decided it was time for me to move on. I'd started another band that previous spring, played a few shows, and then we broke for the summer. I think we were all pretty excited to get back to it when we reconvened that September. Long story short, the band worked out. We had an amazing year of writing music, playing what were massive shows for Thunder Bay, and gaining a great fan base. We spent the summer of 1997 writing music, jamming, writing music, jamming, partying, and getting ready for the fall school year to start again. When it did, we played some more great shows, wrote some more great songs, and even went into the studio to record our first album. All of the guys in the band were from Southern Ontario, and always talked about a band that they knew from down there called the Fat Cats. I'm going to assume it was our drummer Jeffrey who took the initiative to ask the Fat Cats if we could open for them down in Toronto. Hey, turns out they had a show in December in TO and would love to have us open up. Drive down 16 hours to play one 40-minute show? You bet. We were in. Unlike the last time I drove down to Toronto, none of my bandmates had their parents' van to get us and our gear south. Luckily, my own parents stepped in and offered to drive our gear down in the back of my dad's F-150 truck. Three of us would then drive down with our pal Mark, who had a large, seemingly unreliable car, and I think the other five guys drove down in Jeffrey's station wagon. In our car, Mike, sleeping in the passenger seat, claimed to have been having a dream that our guitarist Dan was laughing like a maniac while trying to drive us into the ditch. And he woke up screaming and grabbing for the wheel to get us back on the road. That was the birth of the no sleeping in shotgun rule that I still stick to this day. The show in Toronto was amazing. A real success for us. All of our folks were there, and we got to play to a fresh crowd of about 500 people or so and see if our brand of music hit them or not. I think it did. Once again, I was traveling, playing music, and loving it. At the end of that show, we met a guy named Steve Butler, who to us was the big-time booking agent in town, out that night to check out the Fat Cats, who he was considering signing. He said he liked us and mentioned that we had a date on hold in January at our local pub, The Outpost, that he was interested in for another band of his. Oh, no problem, we said. We're actually not even going to use that date. We told him the date was his. Which was the move that led to him eventually signing on to be our booking agent for the next 10 years, essentially landing me where I am now. Enjoy the show tonight. I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls. We'll be right back.
bro. I thought you was the sweetest sweetest. Now my blood pressure is going off.
You're currently listening to Current Fantasy on The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton.
Thank you. What I tell you is good picture. And, you know, if people are still interested, you can always buy that. Number four. Explain why you think it's cool. If you're explaining something to someone, you know, there's a reason why you're doing it. Either maybe you think it's super important or very, very interesting. And the more that you can convey that to someone, the more likely they are to remember it and kind of get some value from it. And you can do this in many ways. One way is just to show your, you know, enthusiasm for the subject. Another way is to show some examples that are relevant to their lives. So for example, quantum physics, every time you turn on your phone, you're invoking the fundamental laws of the universe to do your bidding.
And that's it. You've been listening to Current Fantasy on The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. All the music featured in the last hour has been improvised, manipulated, and performed live off the floor by myself. There's lots more music and videos at currentfantasy.com, and you can find more of my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, YouTube, and everywhere else you get your tunes. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. Back next week, same time for more electronic.